Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Thank you for joining me for the Trumpet of Truth podcast. My name is Brother Greg Bray. I'm the pastor of Lighthouse Baptist Church in Bruce, Mississippi. Hey, neighbor. It sure is good to have you today with me on the podcast. I'm excited about today's podcast. Let's start out with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us have this podcast. Lord, there's several that listen, and I sure do thank you for the comments that I've had. And Lord, it's helped me to know that I'm doing the right thing. I pray for today's podcast and ask that you would truly bless it, truly help us, Lord. Strengthen us as we look at some things from the Word of God, as we, in days to come, hear some testimonies about some of these things. And Lord, we'll thank you for what you do, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to move into what we're going to talk about today. I want to base what we're going to talk about today on a text from the Scriptures. Matthew chapter 19, verses 3 through 6 would be the full text. I want to read two of those verses as the true text of what I want to talk about today. So Matthew chapter 19, verses 3 through 6 says, "The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them," Jesus speaking now, "Have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." Now I want to read verses 4 and 5 to use as a text of what I want to talk about today. "And he answered and said unto them, Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh." I was reading a little short one-page writing by a man by the name of George Zeller. And he wrote just a short writing on Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 and 5. He said that in these two verses, there are seven important doctrines. And we need to know these. And I believe, of course, the number one thing that anybody, the number one doctrine that needs to be settled before anything is that there is a God. I want to read to you these doctrines that he brings out in these verses, and I want to talk about these, and I'm just going to kind of use this week as an introduction to what we're going to talk about in the next few weeks. First of all, these two verses state the Genesis record is true. Hey, if you haven't got that thing settled in your heart, number one, that there is a God, and number two, that his son Jesus Christ died for you on the cross of Calvary, then you've got trouble. If those two things are not settled, you've got trouble, because you're not going to believe that what the Scripture says is true. But the first thing noted in these verses is that the Genesis record of creation is true. What Jesus is doing in these two verses, he's quoting Genesis, in the book of Genesis, two different places, in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. Notice what he said first of all in verse number 4. He said, "Have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning?" Now that's pretty plain, isn't it? He made. He created. We've got Genesis 1:1, and then following verse number 1 of the book of Genesis chapter 1, we've got creation. That's what Jesus was quoting. Have you not read? Notice that. So Jesus only quotes things that he knew that people read. And he's stating that God created. Remember Genesis 1:1? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The second thing that's stated in Mr. Zeller's writing is that man did not evolve from lower creatures. Verse number 5 says, "Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female?" There was a beginning, and it wasn't billions of years ago. That beginning was, we don't know exactly, some 4,000 to 6,000 years maybe, but there was a beginning, and God made it. There was no evolution of man. Man was made by a wise creator, an all-wise creator for a purpose. He's not a freak accident of nature who slowly developed by chance apart from any intelligence, Mr. Zeller said. The third thing that he stated is that there were not millions of years of pre-human history. Now, there are people that really believe that there was another race or another group of people, whatever you want to call them, before creation. And that goes back to cavemen and all that stuff, millions, billions of years ago. But there was not millions of years of pre-human history, because the creation of man took place at the beginning. Isn't that what he said in verse number 4? The fourth thing that Mr. Zeller mentioned was that there is no gender confusion with God. Look at verse number 4 again. At the beginning made them male and female. I like what Dr. B.R. Lakin said. This was back in the 80s that I heard him say this at Camp Zion. He said God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Now that was a funny thing. People laughed, but that's the truth. There's no gender confusion with God. He didn't make an accident, or there was no accident when he created man or woman, and that they came out the wrong gender, so to speak. He made male and female. The fifth doctrine that's mentioned in these verses, according to Mr. Zeller, is that marriage is defined as a union between a man and a woman. Notice what verse 5 of Matthew chapter 19 says. And said, "For this cause shall a man," you get that, "leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh." I heard Dr. Adrian Rogers preach a message from verse 5 many, many years ago, probably back in the 80s. Actually, it was back in the 80s. Michelle and I got married in 1989, and we listened to this tape of this message before we got married. He preached from this: "For this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife." And he used that word cleave. He said, that's super glue. And he preached on super glue marriage. So marriage is defined as a union between a man and a woman. And what God defined, we're not to redefine. That's what Mr. Zeller says in his writing. We're not to be, listen, judges and politicians don't have any authority to change God's definition of marriage. And you think about that. The sixth thing that he mentions is that the family unit is composed of a father and mother and their offspring. Here's what he said. And said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. That last phrase that Jesus said talked about the whole family unit, and it's composed of father, mother, and their offspring. The seventh thing Mr. Zeller mentioned, marriage results in a new and independent family unit. They twain shall be one flesh. And you have to mention verse 6 here that says, wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Judges, lawyers, politicians, you can't change that. God made it that way. And in the eyes of God, when man and woman get married, they're married for life. As a matter of fact, they're married in God's eyes, and God looks through eternity, doesn't he? Isn't that something? But I believe in verses 4 and 5 of Matthew chapter 19, just as Mr. Zeller has stated in this little short paper that he wrote, that these seven doctrines are foundational. We've got to understand this. Here's what I think. And listen, sometimes what I think doesn't matter. But based on the Bible, my thinking has been steered in this direction. That's probably a better way to put it. That the devil is attacking the church, and he's attacking these seven doctrines. We saw it a long time ago. Many of us have been listening to creationists, some that we believe to be very biblical, and they talked about how that there's a war going on, that Genesis, the first 11 chapters of Genesis, is not true. That's what these people in the world are saying, that how could they be true? I mean, they're just too mystical. I mean, there's just too much went on there. It can't be true. Well, I'm like one fellow said, and it possibly was Dr. B.R. Lakin. He said, it takes more faith to believe the monkey story than it does to believe and God created. Well, the Genesis record is true. And man did not evolve from lower creatures. There was no evolution of man. God created. Somebody said, well, he had to grow up. Well, listen, God can create some. He can create an adult, and that's what he did. He created an adult. There were not millions of years of pre-human history. There is no gender confusion with God. Marriage is defined as a union between a man and a woman. The family unit is composed of a father and mother and their offspring. Marriage results in a new and independent family unit. What God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. God joins together man and woman when they get married. I've told people that I have done their marriage ceremony. I said, now I want you to understand something. There's an agreement going on when we stand up here on this platform or wherever we stand at the marriage altar. And the agreement is between me and you two and God. That's an agreement. And I said, if you think about splitting up, then you better come to me first before you do anything, because I'm a part of that agreement. And we all are going to have to answer to God. Listen, I've done maybe one wedding that, I've just put it this way, it didn't stick. But we need to get this thing settled. The devil is attacking the church. That's what he's doing. I don't want to bore people with my thoughts or anything. I want to state the scripture because the scripture is important. But I believe we need to get down these seven things and think about them and maybe expound on them just a little bit. And we're going to try to have some testimonies in the next few days about these doctrines. I'm so glad you joined me today. And if you've got any questions or if you're not saved, God spoke to your heart and showed you that you're not saved, please contact me. Contact a preacher. Contact somebody that can help you that you know is saved. You've seen them living for God. You can contact me by emailing me at trumpetoftruth85@gmail.com. Please do. Please subscribe on our YouTube channel, Trumpet of Truth. If you'll do a search, Trumpet of Truth, and then in the search box out beside Trumpet of Truth, type Greg Bray, GREGBRAY, and you'll see a gold trumpet there. That's the Trumpet of Truth podcast. Please, and you can listen on Spotify, you can listen on Google Podcast, you can listen on Apple Podcast, you can listen at anchor.fm/Greg-Bray8. And boy, I tell you, I'm just looking forward to what God's going to tell us in the next few weeks, the days ahead. Praying for you. I've prayed already this morning that God would help those that listen. And listen, the devil has attacked this podcast already in the background. I do a lot of editing. And it seems like there's words that are out of place. There are words, you know, in my podcast, and I have to edit them out, whether it's or some of those things. But please listen. I would encourage you, tell others about the podcast, and just excited about the days ahead and what God's going to do for us through the Trumpet of Truth podcast. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. I believe that's what God would have us to do. And boy, this preacher tomorrow, as I step into the pulpit, I'm going to do my best to sound that alarm and to blow that trumpet. And I believe that's what God wants us to do. I'm going to take the word of God. I'm picking it up right now. You can hear the rattling of the pages. And I'm going to preach from the Bible. And that's what we need to do. I pray that God would truly bless you and God would help you. And I'll see you next time.